Welcome to Artful Living, a podcast all about artfully crafting a life and home with intention. We're your hosts, Cassidy
and David.
Excited for today's episode because creativity and the cultivation of it is something that I'm really passionate about and I'm always striving to learn more about. But before we go any further, if you haven't already, please take a brief moment to rate and review the podcast. It would mean so much and it would really help us out. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about kind of something different than we usually do, which is a book that I've been reading that I highly recommend. And we're going to be talking about a chapter and a concept in it that the author talks about, but a little bit about the book that I'm referring to. It's called The Creative Act by Rick Rubin. And if you are an artist or a creative, I recommend you read it. And if you don't think you're an artist or a creative, I still recommend you read it. I just really liked his perspective on creativity, and I think it's really refreshing and inspiring. And in case you don't know who he is, he's an American record producer and co-founder of Def Jam Records, founder of American Records, and former co-president of Columbia Records. So he's done a lot, and he's produced some of the biggest names in music like Beastie Boys, Run DMC, Metallica, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Johnny Cash, Aerosmith, Linkin Park, to name a few. So he's got a very long laundry list.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So regarding the book, there are several chapters on different aspects of the creative process. I'm just about to finish it, but today we wanted to talk about and focus on one that stood out to me, which was this idea of beginner's mind. So I'm going to read an excerpt from the book where Rick describes the beginner's mind. To see what no human has seen before, to know what no human has known before, to create as no human created before, it may be necessary to see as if through eyes that have never seen, know through a mind that has never thought, create with hands that have never been trained. This is beginner's mind, one of the most difficult states of being to dwell in for an artist, because it means letting go of what our experience has taught us. Beginner's mind is starting from a pure, childlike place of not knowing, living in the moment with as few fixed beliefs as possible, seeing things for what they are as presented, tuning into what enlivens us in the moment instead of what we think will work, and making our decisions accordingly. Any preconceived limits and conventions limit what is possible. We tend to think the more we know, the more clearly we can see the possibilities available. This is not the case. The impossible only becomes accessible when the experience has not taught us limits. There is a great power in not knowing. So that's kind of a long quote, but I really like this excerpt from the book because it just kind of makes me think about what I often think of as our inner artist being essentially like our inner child. And to kind of best access that part of us, practice viewing the world around us as if through the eyes of a child, I think is a really valuable thing. And before we can access that childlike spirit in our art, we have to access that in how we live. And Rick said it well again, to live as an artist is a way of being in the world, a way of perceiving, a practice of paying attention. Mm. And we've kind of talked about this in other episodes of like practice noticing, you know, to bring beauty. In the episode we did about finding beauty in the mundane.
Yeah.
Just that practice of noticing, that practice of paying attention and kind of using art as a way, like, how do I explain this? Like artful living, really kind of like our podcast is all about. the way that we interact with the world around us and the way we see it is part of how we live, but also what enables us to create good art, right? So if you struggle with accessing a childlike view, try asking yourself some prompting questions. These are just some things that I thought of that may be good to ask yourself. You know, what if I followed my curiosity? How would I feel about XYZ if I had no prior knowledge about it? What would I do if there were no rules? How would 5-year-old me see this? What would I create if there was no pressure in the outcome?
Those are pretty good questions.
Yeah. I think when you're stuck and you're feeling, especially like the last one, I think when you're a creator, you're in a creative field, you're an artist, whatever that looks like for you, the pressure to have the results and in the outcome can kind of diminish the creative process.
Yeah.
And you start to fixate on that versus the joy in creating, which is why you're doing it in the first place. Or even being, you know, in awe of the world around you to be inspired in the first place. And to want to create.
Yeah.
So allowing yourself to play, I think, is really important for the sake of playing and to explore, to see things in the world in a new light. View everything as an experimentation. That's something that I've been really trying to work on lately, instead of, again, like having that pressure to, I guess, have those results or perform at a certain level, is just to like play for the sake of playing, just experiment. You know, I did some collages for a recent release, and that was just play, and that was just experimentation, and it was a happy outcome, but it was all about just playing and experimenting and finding the joy in creation.
Yeah, the other day I was trying to create a piece that I had in my mind an idea of what I wanted to do. And it wasn't turning out that way. So then I just started to kind of just do without thinking. And I created something that I liked, but that was completely different from what I originally intended. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. And it's kind of wild that we can just, it's like these mechanisms in our body can just start to go to work and kind of have this output that we didn't even intend to happen, but that's part of the process.
I think when we, because we always, especially as we go, as we get into adulthood, we have the end in mind, or the what we want to do, at what we're trying to achieve, as opposed to enjoying the process.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, or even getting like stuck on like, well, I'm not inspired, because that's totally a normal thing that happens all the time. But just going back to that, like, what if you saw the world through the eyes of a child, through what, you know, what, like, I think of parents who are always like, oh, I, one of the best things about having kids is the fact that I get to see everything through like a new pair of eyes. It's like, I get to experience things for the first time. And that's amazing. And I love that for parents, but like, we can also do that for ourselves. If we can get to that place where, you know, we can marvel at the world around us again and not just see things as like, well, yeah, I've seen 1,000 sunsets, it's not that big of a deal. But like, to really approach life with that viewpoint and that lens can do so much for our joy and also for the sparks of creativity that can come from that.
It's like that quote, is not the destination, it's the journey.
Totally. Yeah. Another quote that struck me from the book is, when you see what is around you as if for the first time, you start to realize how astonishing it all is. As artists, we aim to live in a way in which we see the extraordinary hidden in the seemingly mundane. Then challenge ourselves to share what we see in a way that allows others a glimpse of this remarkable beauty. And I love that, because art, he also talks about how like art is a reverberation of life.
Mm.
So in order to,
Wait, what's the life imitates art? Or
yeah, art imitates life, life imitates. There's like the art imitating life, imitating art. Like it can kind of be cyclical. But yeah, just being like finding astonishment.
Art imitates life. One of those.
Art imitates life.
Yeah. Art imitates
life. But then like sometimes it's like, what is it? Where like it can go back and forth a couple times.
Mm.
Like art imitating life, imitating art. I don't know. But I love that, where it's seeing the extraordinary hidden in the seemingly mundane, which is something that we talk about often. And it's like you don't need to have these crazy experiences or like thinking like, oh, if I went to, you know, backpacking in Europe, I'd get so much inspiration if I was a writer, or if I went and saw these like amazing places, I'd have so much inspiration as a painter. That you can really find those things in the most mundane, seemingly basic, or things that we take for granted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that thought. And, you know, I think that we can decide to, like I said before, simultaneously be that parent and child that's like experiencing things, and then also being present for being watching those, like the child that is innocent is there experiencing things for the first time. But then as like the parent would be having years of skills and ability that's been developed along the way, you can pair those two. Mm-hmm. So pair that like innocence and that sense of wonder with all the skills and abilities. And then you can kind of, that's like the perfect duo, I think, because you're allowing a lot of innovation to take place, I think.
Yeah, and it's important to do, because life kind of will steal away that innocence from you.
Totally.
Life will take away that wonder if you allow it to. And so it's kind of important for your own sanity to kind of explore those ideas or moments, like if you were a child again.
Yeah. I think honestly that's the best way to view the world, if you can get to that place. And from my experience, the more that I practice this, the more that my creativity is fueled and my perspective is broadened, my process is more enjoyable, and the pieces I feel like feel more maybe authentic to that moment that they were created.
Mm-hmm.
Versus me like, oh well, you know, this has been successful, or like this is just the style that I'm used to doing, so let me just keep doing this because this is what I've been doing, and it's worked out pretty well. And the great thing about creativity is that it's a renewable resource. The more that you use it, the more you'll experience it in an abundance, and you're not gonna run out of creativity. You may run out of energy physically.
Yeah.
But just you're like not gonna
No, I was gonna, never mind.
No. Yeah, so I think like I've had that fear before too, of like if I use it too much, I'm gonna lose it. Like I have a finite amount of juices that I can, that are going to flow out of my, you know, mind and onto the paper or onto the painting. And once that's used up, it's gone. But really it's evergreen and it's ever renewing. And I mean, you might not be always inspired. You sometimes have to put in the work to get inspired. And sometimes you have a spark of inspiration and then the work happens. But creativity, I think you just always need to be using and cultivating, and the more you use it, the more you will have it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and so this last closing quote I wanted to say from the book, and then I will just say you guys have to read it for yourselves. I think it's one of the best books for creatives. But this last quote says, accessing childlike spirit in our art and in our lives is worth aspiring to. A child has no set of premises to rely on to make sense of the world. sorry, it may serve you to do the same. Any label you assume before you sit down to create, even one as foundational as sculptor, rapper, author, or entrepreneur, could be doing more harm than good. Strip away the labels. Now, how do you see the world?
That's a nice quote.
Yeah. It's a really, really good book.
Maybe I'll check it out.
You should. I think you'd like it. It's not even, like, it's not crazy. I've been listening to it. I'm a big audio book fan because I can put it on when I'm driving. I can put it on when I'm painting. But yeah, I will shout from the rooftops about this book. So, This was a little bit different. So if you guys, you know, I know a lot of people like to hear about design and home decor, but we're also really passionate about, you know, creativity and like the process of making art. And so if you want to hear more things like this, more about that book in particular, other books, other ideas, other parts of the creative process, let us know.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
And we'll see you in the next one.